Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you. Class 20. The first 20. Now where? Goals. In class 20 you will understand the benefits of meditating in a group. Find out how to take huge leaps in your spiritual life. Discover the importance of self-trust, faith in oneself, love of oneself. Discover your highest meditation. Congratulations! The 20th class is a great achievement. Well done. We'd really like to thank you for letting us into your spiritual life, and we hope that you have enjoyed the classes so far. This class is all about assimilation, how you can live your spiritual life most effectively, how to take that next leap of faith. I'm sure by now you see yourself as a meditator, as a spiritual soul on a journey of discovery. That vision needs to be constantly updated. For us, to create our highest reality, we need to constantly reveal the current highest vision of ourselves from within and simply become it. By its nature, this is not a static vision. It evolves, it grows, just as heaven, the divine, is constantly progressing. This is done by no other process than revelation, the revelation of our heart. So for us, trying to live this reality, there is one simple truth. The only way to reveal the heart is to be there. We cannot reveal the heart by being in the mind or in the body. Our awareness must be constantly in the heart. This is what is meant by consciousness. How conscious, how aware we are of our own heart. A high consciousness is where we are very much in our heart, whilst a low consciousness probably means we are in our mind or body. For us, this means practice, practice, practice. Practice our meditation and then practice some more. Practice being in our heart when we walk down the street, do the dishes, when we smile, when we laugh, when we study or work. We need to simply increase the time we spend being in our heart. Reflect upon this. It's important. By now, your meditation practice should be at least 30 minutes a day. Once a week, you should spend at least double your daily meditation time in meditation. You're probably aware that it is possible to take huge leaps in your spiritual life. Great revelations can instantly supersede months of very slow transformation. These leaps take place most often when we spend at least 3 to 6 hours in meditation or an extremely spiritual practice. Perhaps you have attended a meditation intensive or have tried this yourself. This does not mean necessarily that you just meditate for this entire time. It's usually broken up into numerous meditation exercises of 15 to 25 minutes each. Each might be different to help keep it inspiring and interesting. Every month I go to the forest or beach to practice like this. I might do a slow walking meditation for 25 minutes, then sit and silently meditate for another 20 minutes. Then I might have a piece of fruit and relax for 10 minutes, read a spiritual book for 15 to 20 minutes and then go back to a silent meditation for 25 minutes or so. Rest again for a few minutes, put on my headphones and meditate to music or to a guided meditation that I like. In this manner, time passes very quickly and you will be amazed at how after each of these intensive meditations, you will realize you have made a huge jump in your spiritual life. But do you know what is undoubtedly the most profound help in our meditation practice? It's effortless, but it's true. Meditating with others. There's simply no surer way of meditating well than in a group. There is a very powerful force that meditating in a group generates. If you haven't tried it, you're in for a treat. Have you felt that feeling that you get when you enter a really sacred building or temple? Well, there's no other source than the spiritual aspiration of the people that inhabit it. So like this, when we meditate in a group, we can sometimes feel that the meditation is extremely powerful and focused with very little effort on our part. Ideally, we would recommend that you meditate in a group, even as few as 3 to 4 people, at least once a month, but hopefully more like every week or even twice a week. We've recently launched the group subdomain, groups.meditation.org.au, to help you with this. You can search for groups of people that are also doing this course in your area, or even start a group yourself. The meetings are free. The idea is for you to find a meditation group in your area that you can attend regularly. Not only is the group meditation important, but you will love the inspiration and enthusiasm you will get from other people with spiritual aspirations like your own. You may have also noticed our meditation directory. See meditation.org.au. This lists all sorts of external meditation groups and paths, and they are rated by you, our meditators. Your highest meditation. Firstly, don't imagine that you have one style of meditation that will always deliver your highest meditation. It simply will not. Realize that your highest meditation really is defined not so much by your experience, by what you feel or even see for that matter. To experience your highest meditation, what you really need to do is immerse yourself in your heart, a little deeper and a little more every time. Sometimes meditators have a powerful experience with perhaps overwhelming visions or feelings. This is fantastic, but you must realize that this is just one way our highest meditation presents itself to us. If you try and force your meditation experience into a particular mold, you'll be missing the point. Sometimes our highest meditation will offer such an experience, as that is what we need at the time. Some would say that experiences or visions are often not necessary if we're getting all the messages of our heart. Sometimes our highest meditation is blissful, sometimes enlightening, sometimes a perfect stillness, sometimes a chaotic movement. To get to our highest meditation every time requires enthusiasm and inspiration, practice and perfect, perfect faith. For most of us, the last time we had perfect faith was when we were very young children, having perfect faith in our parents. The faith that they would always be there. They would always make us feel safe and that we were totally loved. This is the basis of perfect unconditional love, which is a prerequisite for our highest meditation. So how do we get that faith again? Faith is about trust, complete and perfect trust. We must have this perfect trust in our own heart, the trust that knows that all the answers to all of my questions are inside my heart, that if I have a question, any question, I will find the answer within me, that there is heaven within me, there is infinite love within me, that I can make myself do anything I choose to. Perfect trust leads to perfect faith, which leads to perfect love, which leads to your highest meditation, which is perfection or the divine. And one more thought. Your highest meditation is defined by the height of your love. The more perfectly and unconditionally you love every soul, every atom in the universe, the higher your love.
Please sit up straight and close your eyes. I'd like for you to imagine that you exist in a time before time itself existed. It feels to you as though you're on a sort of holy pilgrimage, as though something inside you is pushing you along, inspiring you, guiding you, though you're not exactly sure of what the cause of it is. You just know that you need to travel. And it feels to you as though you are the only person on the earth. The earth is a garden of Eden. And as you walk along, you feel in your heart a kind of rising energy. And as the days pass, that energy begins to frame itself into a mantra. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And these simple words effortlessly repeat themselves inside your heart, over and over again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And though you're not exactly sure what this mantra means, it feels to you important that you repeat it. And so as you continue along on your pilgrimage, you repeat this mantra over and over again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. During the day you walk with the sun beating warm on your back, and you travel through vast plains, across streams and mighty rivers, and all the time you repeat your mantra over and over. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And at night, you lay on the side of a mountain and you watch the purple sunset skies give way to the starlit night and the moon. And over again, your mantra repeats itself inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And as the days pass into weeks and the weeks into months, all the time the mantra seems to be unveiling something inside of you, as though it is presenting a part of you to your outer nature, to your conscious mind. And all the time it seems to be intensifying, welling up inside your heart, the energy of this mantra. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Until one day, as you walk amongst the forests and the flowers, repeating your mantra, be still and know that I am, be still and know that I am, it strikes you, a revelation, that this mantra is expanding your sense of self into all that is around you, and again all that is inside of you. You feel that you are no longer just a single person on a holy pilgrimage. You feel as though you are also the flowers and the trees and the forests and the oceans and the sky and the stars and the moon. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And on this day you arrive at the bottom of the biggest mountain that you've ever seen. And the mantra is rising in intensity inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And you arrive at this mountain. And it strikes you that this is a mountain that you must climb. This is perhaps the start of your journey, your real inner journey. And as you grow more excited about this mountain, you seem to gain energy the higher and higher you climb. It feels to you as though it is becoming more and more effortless. And you repeat over and over again your mantra, which seems to be gaining power. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Higher and higher you climb until the air is thin and the snow is all around you, and your mantra is repeated again and again inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Until finally you arrive right near the top of this mountain at a ledge, and you see a tiny fire glowing warm and bright in a cave behind it. And as you look into that fire, it seems to hypnotize you with a power and a warmth that you've never felt before. And as you repeat your mantra, be still and know that I am, be still and know that I am, you're entranced by the beauty and the power of this flame. And then you hear a voice. My child, finally you have come. And you look all around, but you see no one. You have no idea in how many ways I have tried to make myself known to you. And then on the other side of the flames you see a golden form, sage-like. And you ask, who are you? Voice continues, my child, now that you know what it is to walk, I will show you how to run. then how to fly. And as you look at that golden form on the other side of the fire, you suddenly find yourself transported, as though you are suddenly inside that golden form. And the voice continues, "My child, I am nothing other than the love in all things. I am nothing other than your own innermost self. Be still and know that you are. Be still and know that you are." And suddenly you find yourself feeling as though you have arrived home, as though this is the end point to your pilgrimage. As though, finally, you are. And as you gaze out from the top of that mountain, upon the trails that you have travelled, upon the places that you have seen, the flowers that you have smelt, your mantra rises up one more time from inside your heart and repeats itself for the final time. Be still and know that I am.
Hi, and welcome to our Learn to Meditate audio series. We want you to know that we are very honoured that you are taking the time to listen to these classes. We know your time is precious, and we want to offer you our deepest gratitude and respect presenting these classes to you. Class 20. The first 20. Now where? Goals. In class 20 you will understand the benefits of meditating in a group. Find out how to take huge leaps in your spiritual life. Discover the importance of self-trust, faith in oneself, love of oneself. Discover your highest meditation. Congratulations! The 20th class is a great achievement. Well done. We'd really like to thank you for letting us into your spiritual life, and we hope that you have enjoyed the classes so far. This class is all about assimilation, how you can live your spiritual life most effectively, how to take that next leap of faith. I'm sure by now you see yourself as a meditator, as a spiritual soul on a journey of discovery. That vision needs to be constantly updated. For us to create our highest reality, we need to constantly reveal the current highest vision of ourselves from within and simply become it. By its nature, this is not a static vision. It evolves, it grows, just as heaven, the divine, is constantly progressing. This is done by no other process than revelation, the revelation of our heart. So for us, trying to live this reality, there is one simple truth. The only way to reveal the heart is to be there. We cannot reveal the heart by being in the mind or in the body. Our awareness must be constantly in the heart. This is what is meant by consciousness. How conscious, how aware we are of our own heart. A high consciousness is where we are very much in our heart, whilst a low consciousness probably means we are in our mind or body. For us, this means practice, practice, practice. Practice our meditation and then practice some more. Practice being in our heart when we walk down the street, do the dishes, when we smile, when we laugh, when we study or work. We need to simply increase the time we spend being in our heart. Reflect upon this. It's important. By now, your meditation practice should be at least 30 minutes a day. Once a week, you should spend at least double your daily meditation time in meditation. You're probably aware that it is possible to take huge leaps in your spiritual life. Great revelations can instantly supersede months of very slow transformation. These leaps take place most often when we spend at least 3 to 6 hours in meditation or an extremely spiritual practice. Perhaps you have attended a meditation intensive or have tried this yourself. This does not mean necessarily that you just meditate for this entire time. It's usually broken up into numerous meditation exercises of 15 to 25 minutes each. Each might be different to help keep it inspiring and interesting. Every month I go to the forest or beach to practice like this. I might do a slow walking meditation for 25 minutes, then sit and silently meditate for another 20 minutes. Then I might have a piece of fruit and relax for 10 minutes, read a spiritual book for 15 to 20 minutes, and then go back to a silent meditation for 25 minutes or so. Rest again for a few minutes, put on my headphones and meditate to music or to a guided meditation that I like. In this manner, time passes very quickly, and you will be amazed at how after each of these intensive meditations, you will realize you have made a huge jump in your spiritual life. But do you know what is undoubtedly the most profound help in our meditation practice? It's effortless, but it's true. Meditating with others. There's simply no surer way of meditating well than in a group. There is a very powerful force that meditating in a group generates. If you haven't tried it, you're in for a treat. Have you felt that feeling that you get when you enter a really sacred building or temple? Well, there's no other source than the spiritual aspiration of the people that inhabit it. So like this, when we meditate in a group, we can sometimes feel that the meditation is extremely powerful and focused with very little effort on our part. Ideally, we would recommend that you meditate in a group, even as few as 3 to 4 people, at least once a month, but hopefully more like every week or even twice a week. We've recently launched the group subdomain, groups.meditation.org.au, to help you with this. You can search for groups of people that are also doing this course in your area, or even start a group yourself. The meetings are free. The idea is for you to find a meditation group in your area that you can attend regularly. Not only is the group meditation important, but you will love the inspiration and enthusiasm you will get from other people with spiritual aspirations like your own. You may have also noticed our meditation directory. See meditation.org.au. This lists all sorts of external meditation groups and paths, and they are rated by you, our meditators. Your highest meditation. Firstly, don't imagine that you have one style of meditation that will always deliver your highest meditation. It simply will not. Realize that your highest meditation really is defined not so much by your experience, by what you feel or even see for that matter. To experience your highest meditation, what you really need to do is immerse yourself in your heart a little deeper and a little more every time. Sometimes meditators have a powerful experience with perhaps overwhelming visions or feelings. This is fantastic, but you must realize that this is just one way our highest meditation presents itself to us. If you try and force your meditation experience into a particular mold, you'll be missing the point. Sometimes our highest meditation will offer such an experience, as that is what we need at the time. Some would say that experiences or visions are often not necessary if we're getting all the messages of our heart. Sometimes our highest meditation is blissful, sometimes enlightening, sometimes a perfect stillness, sometimes a chaotic movement. To get to our highest meditation every time requires enthusiasm and inspiration, practice and perfect faith. For most of us, the last time we had perfect faith was when we were very young children, having perfect faith in our parents. The faith that they would always be there, they would always make us feel safe and that we were totally loved. This is the basis of perfect unconditional love, which is a prerequisite for our highest meditation. So how do we get that faith again? Faith is about trust, complete and perfect trust. We must have this perfect trust in our own heart, the trust that knows that all the answers to all of my questions are inside my heart, that if I have a question, any question, I will find the answer within me, that there is heaven within me, there is infinite love within me, that I can make myself do anything I choose to. Perfect trust leads to perfect faith, which leads to perfect love, which leads to your highest meditation, which is perfection or the divine. And one more thought. Your highest meditation is defined by the height of your love. The more perfectly and unconditionally you love every soul, every atom in the universe, the higher your love.
Please sit up straight and close your eyes. I'd like for you to imagine that you exist in a time before time itself existed. It feels to you as though you were on a sort of holy pilgrimage, as though something inside you is pushing you along, inspiring you, guiding you, though you're not exactly sure of what the cause of it is. You just know that you need to travel. And it feels to you as though you are the only person on the earth. The earth is like a garden of Eden. And as you walk along, you feel in your heart a kind of rising energy. And as the days pass, that energy begins to frame itself into a mantra. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And these simple words effortlessly repeat themselves inside your heart over and over again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And though you're not exactly sure what this mantra means, it feels to you important that you repeat it. And so as you continue along on your pilgrimage, you repeat this mantra over and over again. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. During the day you walk with the sun beating warm on your back, and you travel through vast plains, across streams and mighty rivers, and all the time you repeat your mantra over and over. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And at night, you lay on the side of a mountain and you watch the purple sunset skies give way to the starlit night and the moon. And over again, your mantra repeats itself inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And as the days pass into weeks and the weeks into months, all the time the mantra seems to be unveiling something inside of you, as though it is presenting a part of you to your outer nature, to your conscious mind. And all the time it seems to be intensifying, welling up inside your heart, the energy of this mantra. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Until one day, as you walk amongst the forests and the flowers, repeating your mantra, be still and know that I am, be still and know that I am, it strikes you, a revelation, that this mantra is expanding your sense of self into all that is around you, and again all that is inside of you. You feel that you are no longer just a single person on a holy pilgrimage. You feel as though you are also the flowers and the trees and the forests and the oceans and the sky and the stars and the moon. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And on this day you arrive at the bottom of the biggest mountain that you've ever seen. And the mantra is rising in intensity inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. And you arrive at this mountain. And it strikes you that this is a mountain that you must climb. This is perhaps the start of your journey, your real inner journey. And as you grow more excited about this mountain, you seem to gain energy the higher and higher you climb. It feels to you as though it is becoming more and more effortless. And you repeat over and over again your mantra, which seems to be gaining power. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Higher and higher you climb, until the air is thin and the snow is all around you, and your mantra is repeated again and again inside your heart. Be still and know that I am. Be still and know that I am. Until finally you arrive right near the top of this mountain at a ledge, and you see a tiny fire glowing warm and bright in a cave behind it. And as you look into that fire, it seems to hypnotize you with a power and a warmth that you've never felt before. And as you repeat your mantra, be still and know that I am, be still and know that I am, you're entranced by the beauty. And the power of this flame. Then you hear a voice. My child, finally you have come. And you look all around, but you see no one. You have no idea in how many ways I have tried to make myself known to you. And then on the other side of the flames you see a golden form, sage-like. And you ask, who are you? Continues, my child, now that you know what it is to walk, I will show you how to run. how to fly. And as you look at that golden form on the other side of the fire, you suddenly find yourself transported, as though you are suddenly inside that golden form. And the voice continues, "My child, I am nothing other than the love in all things. I am nothing other than your own innermost self. Be still and know that you are. Be still and know that you are." And suddenly you find yourself feeling as though you have arrived home, as though this is the end point to your pilgrimage. As though, finally, you are. And as you gaze out from the top of that mountain, upon the trails that you have travelled, upon the places that you have seen, the flowers that you have smelt, your mantra rises up one more time from inside your heart and repeats itself for the final time. Be still and know that I am.